Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
All right, which is it? Are you going to listen to clear elucidation of steps forward, or are you going to get stuck and trapped by the distraction of believing Washington, D.C. can still be fixed? Welcome to the Mark Reslin Show here on the Crusade Channel, king-size truth from radio-size speakers. My website is markreslin.com. You can email me through that website anytime you'd like. mark@markreslin.com. You can follow me over on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheMarkReslinShow, or on Twitter at Mark Reslin's. Which is it? Are you going to hold out hope, totally naive hope in my view, that, you know, it now takes Comey to prove that the Democrats are morally bankrupt, because he's going to testify and say that he released the Hillary probe, and, you know, that proves she was a criminal. Do you really need FBI Director Comey to tell you that? And that somehow that's going to empower Trump now in some weird kind of calculation to be more powerful and set there. It just gets all one big jumbled mess when you get into partisan politics. When you think that partisan politics is the solution to the mess in Washington, D.C., you end up breathlessly watching the testimony of FBI Director James Comey. And you then become convinced that there it is, there is a smoking gun. Hillary is a criminal. They're all criminals up there, folks. Save a couple of them, I would say they are all criminals. We've got to get away from the distractions, folks. We've got to stop focusing on the woman in the red dress. And we've got to get focused on real solutions to real problems. And there are real problems in hashtag the exceptional American Union. I got to be honest with you. I will be so glad. I hope I live to see the day when this thing is over. I sense that over is coming, by the way. I really do. I don't know when. But it's ending. This thing is running its course. Now, it may break towards total tyranny, and we all do truly become what we really functionally are now, but we still think we're free. It may break towards true tyranny, where you are a ward of the state, where you are stuck in a kind of a prison, and the warden is Washington, D.C. We may actually break that way, but we may also break towards a decentralization of power and then a recentralization of power in smaller confederations. Something is going to happen. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball to tell you exactly what is going to happen in the next few years or decades. Like I said, I hope I live to see the end of this thing, but I will be glad if I do live to see it. I will be so glad to see this thing over. And when I mean over, I mean the tyranny of Washington, D.C. See, I want to be real explicit on this point, folks. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I don't think the battle is who's in power of Washington, D.C. I moved way past that a long time ago. I don't think things get better because the Republicans there and things necessarily get worse because the Democrats are there. I haven't drank that Kool-Aid in years.
I think you did exactly what Neo did.
What's that? Unplugged? Took the red pill? Yeah, exactly. And believe me, Christopher, as you probably feel the same way, there's days I wish I hadn't taken the red pill.
It just so happens I got that scene pulled up.
Oh, do you? Go ahead.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice. Tumbling down the rabbit hole?
You could say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Matrix.
I got it's perfect. Yes, I've always had this sense that something was wrong, and I pursued fixing it back in the mid 80s by working on Capitol Hill, thinking that the Republican Party was the solution to what I knew even then was a big problem. But it wasn't really until I took the red pill and began to understand what the real problem is that it set this course that I've been on now for the last 8-9 years. Because I have identified the real problem. It isn't the pretend matrix of partisan politics, left versus right, conservative versus liberal, Democrat versus Republican. That's matrix-type thinking. The real problem is Washington, D.C. And until you take the red pill, you can't see it. You still think the Democrats are it. Ah, if we can just get rid of Nancy Pelosi. If Hillary Clinton never runs again, they say the same thing about the Republicans. Oh, if we can just get rid of Trump and Paul Ryan. That is the battle they want you to engage in. In fact, billions of dollars are spent every year keeping you focused on that fight. Sadly, it is assisted by mainstream conservative talk radio. They all drive you to believe that the solution is in their party, their ideology getting control of Washington, D.C. We've all been scammed. We've all been tricked. We've all been deceived. We've all been led into a battle that they have total control over while the real tyranny continues to build its power over you. And then throughout a given year, they allow you to think you're free. I wished I'd never known these truths. It was so much easier fighting the Democrats. It was so much easier believing that the problems we have in hashtag our exceptional American Union could really be as simple as just getting the Democrats out of power. Of course, that never, ever happened. You can spend a lot of time and a lot of resources chasing something that can never be caught. It's kind of like chasing the wind, believing you can catch it. Well, I bought into it, and so did you. Now it's time to go all the way with unplugging the matrix cable and see the horror, see the truth for what it really is. The problem is Washington, D.C. And I will be so glad when it's over. If I live that long, I'm 58. By averages, I should live another 17 years. I know for those of you that are in your 20s that are listening, that seems like a pretty quick period of time, pretty short period of time, and it is. Trust me, every year I go forward, it's one more year closer to that day. So I hope I'm able to live to see the day when the disgusting and deplorable, debaucherous, despicable Washington, D.C. is gone. That day cannot come quick enough. I wish it would come tomorrow. Because when you properly identify the problem, you get frustrated knowing that you don't yet have all that's necessary to bring about its demise.